You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Electoral Integrity Amendment Act was introduced in 2018 and has been more commonly referred to as the Waka Jumping Bill. The Act amends the Electoral Act 1993 and prevents MPs from leaving their parties during a parliamentary term. The initial bill was brought to the table by the New Zealand First Party and was agreed to as part of the coalition agreement between the Labour Party and New Zealand First in 2018. What the Waka Jumping Law does in practice is that it prevents MPs from leaving their parties by firstly requiring that if an MP decides to leave their party while in Parliament, they must not only leave the party but also must give up their seat in the House. And secondly, a party leader has the power under the Amendment Act to remove an MP from a party if they have reason to believe that the MP is disproportionately affecting the proportionality of Parliament by disagreeing with the views of their party as a whole. The Act aims to uphold the proportionality of political party representation in Parliament as it was determined by the voters at election. In 2018, the Act and the bill process was a source of controversy. At the committee stage, Labour Party MP and Minister of Justice, Andrew Little, said, quote, "It is about the integrity of the collective expression of the electorate when it votes in a general election, about how it wants this House to be made up. That's the integrity that counts. It's the integrity of the voters' choice," unquote. The National Party opposed the bill, and at the committee stage, National Party MP Nick Smith said, "So if a Member of Parliament puts a press release out and says, actually, I've got a slightly different view to the leader, does that mean they are acting in a way that distorts the proportionality of Parliament?" Unquote. The Green Party also voiced a long-standing disagreement with the proposal, but with the competing principle of working with the government, voted for the bill to be passed. I spoke to National Party MP David Carter about his members' bill to repeal the Waka Jumping Law. The bill has been drawn from the ballot this week, and I began by asking, what does the Electoral Integrity Repeal Amendment Bill aim to do?
This bill would then repeal a fairly draconian piece of legislation that was forced on Parliament by Winston Peters and the New Zealand First Party at the start of this Parliament, whereby a Member of Parliament under the current legislation has an argument with his leader. The leader can kick him out of the party and that person's expelled from Parliament. It's not the sort of legislation New Zealand should be proud of.
Why is that? Why should New Zealand not be proud of a piece of legislation like this?
Because New Zealand elects its members of Parliament to go there to express their point of view strongly, to stand by their conscience, and there will be occasions when members of Parliament have a different point of view to their leader. They should be freely able to express that point of view without fear of expulsion from Parliament because of a disagreement with the leader.
Obviously, people that support the Waka Jumping legislation say that this is an important part of holding up the proportionality of Parliament, and it gives voters the confidence that their vote will work in what they imagined the party's ideas to be. And
that is just absolute rubbish. Green Party and the Labour Party have on other occasions said they would never support this legislation. It was forced on them by Winston Peters, who in the past has not been able to control his own caucus. They have swallowed a dead rat when it was passed originally at the start of this Parliament. It is absolutely critical that members of Parliament have the ability to speak freely and not be curtailed by an opinion of a leader. And in fact, over the last Parliament, we've seen a National MP leave the fold. It hasn't effectively changed the proportionality of Parliament one iota.
I was just sort of wondering, how often do you think an opposing view of, say, a party member to the majority of the rest of their party actually affect decisions and discussions in Parliament?
Well, I can only speak from my point of view as a member of the National Caucus. We frequently have robust discussions in a caucus where different points of view are presented, but we have a discipline by which we finally come to a position and the party, the position, is accepted by all members of caucus. That's the way it has always traditionally worked in New Zealand Parliament with other caucuses as well, but it's only because you've got New Zealand First with a history of having disagreements through a political parliamentary term that Mr. Peters has had to bring this legislation on Parliament to control his own team.
So now there has been discussion about working with the Greens to get this members' bill passed. Why do you want the Green Party to support the bill?
Well, unless I get support from either the Green Party and or the Labor Party, then potentially this legislation will not go past its first reading. But the Green Party has always spoken strongly against this sort of legislation. A former leader, Rod Donald, called it draconian, obnoxious, anti-democratic and insulting legislation to have before the House. If the Green Party has any principles at all, it won't swallow a dead rat for a second time on this legislation, and I'm hoping that they will vote to allow it to go to a select committee towards the end of this particular parliamentary term.
If they voted for it last time, though, how likely do you think it is that the Greens will get on board with changing that law, considering the governmental relationship that still exists with New Zealand First?
I think, having watched the faces of its members as it was forced to vote for this legislation a couple of years ago, I think there's a real chance that they'll actually put their conscience, their own conscience and party principles first, and they will vote to support my legislation.
And do you think that's something that might sort of come up in the run-up to the election, with everybody taking their own sort of ideas about what they want people to vote for in their own parties rather than as a governmental capacity?
I think there is every chance of that. I have not yet had a chance to talk to both the Labor Party and the Green Party, but I intend to. This legislation will come up probably in the second to last week of this parliamentary term, and I'm hoping that parties will actually vote according to their own conscience and principles rather than being held to and made to swallow yet another dead rat at the behest of Winston Peters.
That was National Party MP David Carter speaking on his members' bill to repeal the waka jumping law. I reached out to the Green Party for comment, as they have been brought into this discussion of repealing the law. At this stage, they responded with a written statement saying, "The Green Party had a really clear position on this for 20 years. Our caucus hasn't had time to discuss this particular bill yet, but it is likely we will want to uphold that position. Hopefully we will have a chance to cover this in more depth next Monday with our conversation with Green Party co-leader James Shaw."
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.